And yes, Carl, I absolutely do. I think it's highly unprofessional. Think about what we do. We don't have quite the following they do. And, you know, not we don't quite. Generate quite the money that they do.
Quite.
But we don't sit here and stuff our faces. I mean, I probably shouldn't take rips, you know, and maybe that'll get phased out in the future. I don't know. But No, we're not being slobs about shit. I don't eat at work either unless I'm on break or lunch.
Well, 100%, Doc. Think about like when they go live.
You think I'm going to walk around the grocery store just snacking all day? Like, who does that at work? Like, don't you just wait till it's your break or your lunch?
Yeah, no, it's whack. Think about when they go live and he's like eating his breakfast or whatever. He wouldn't do that shit on Fox Sports because it's crazy because on the actual Patreon is where the audience is paying him directly, you know, but he won't do that shit on Fox Sports.
But what world does he live in here's the thing, Rich Davis, I'm speaking to you. We love you, Rich. We really do. But just because you can get away with something doesn't mean it's a good fucking idea. I'm just saying.
You're right. 100%.
You can do it. No one's going to stop you. And yes, I mean, if I'd be sad if someone quit subscribing because you ate on TV, that would kind of suck. And I don't want that for you, but there's weirdos out there and someone might, hopefully they wouldn't, but what's the point, dude? Just fucking stuff your face at like 8:50.
Yeah.
Or 11:30.
Exactly. Right.
I don't get it.
That few hour gap, right?
I drink coffee. Doesn't coffee keep you going during the show anyways?
Yeah. Like Andrew Fournier says that Sarah's way too good to him. The recording is. And she'll walk in and bring him like recently gingerbread and shit. And I'm like, dog, she's fucking literally waiting on him hand and foot right there, bringing it to him. And so, I mean.
And Andrew Fournier is right, bro. Joe Rogan's not doing that. You got to set yourself at the top. Is that what you're aspiring to be? Are you trying to be at one point, is that your goal, is to be the most popular, highest paid person in your, you know, in your category? If so, act like it. Like Colin, you guys, he makes fun of Colin, stars and other stars. Well, you know what else he talks about? Don't wear your hat backwards.
Yeah.
You heard him say that? He always says, don't wear your hat backwards. Yeah, quarterbacks Colin. That wear their hat backwards aren't going to be good NFL quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe and the same can be said.
They give him a hard time. They give him a hard time, but he's at the top of the game, whether you know people want to admit it or not.
He is. And I like them giving him a hard time. I think it's great. I think it's funny. It's fair. It's not attacking, but it's funny as shit, you know, but Colin's right. You know, the people that don't take the shit seriously and they're wearing their hat backwards aren't good quarterbacks. Not that good. Rich isn't a good broadcaster because he's a great broadcaster, but just image is everything. I learned that when I was in the music industry. Perception is everything. We're not going to tattletale on you on Patreon, but it's just dude, eat at 8:45 or 11:30.
Yeah, and it's not even a matter of like bitching to like call him out and be like, Rich, you're a piece of shit or whatever. It's just like, come on, like have a little courtesy for your fucking listeners that are paying you directly, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, drink a protein shake if you're that hungry.
Exactly, right?
No one's gonna get mad if you take a drink of something, you know. Drink a protein shake until the show's over.
They do that shit the whole show, right? As far as when they're drinking, they're fucking drinking water and coffee all fucking morning.
Right.
So why not fucking, you know, throw his fucking protein shake in his stupid ass mug that he drinks out of, you know?
I will say this. I'm going to be hypocritical for a second. I do like it when you dunk the Milanos in the coffee. I'm sorry. That part, I can really look past it, but I'm biased.
But no, and I'm not, I swear I'm not even saying this just because it's fucking coming from, you know, the Petridge Farms fucking packages. Really, dog, that's part of the mail, right? That's they're doing their mail segment. They're doing
right.
It's not happening every fucking morning. Dog, if fucking somebody sent them a bottle of fucking tequila or some shit and they fucking poured a shot for it and they drink it or whatever, and oh, you know what? And fucking Lisa Paragio sent us a fucking pizza or whatever, they're gonna fucking do it out of courtesy, part of their mail.
Right.
Not fucking just because you dropped off Ben at school and you walked into the fucking studio
at 9:03 and you haven't had breakfast yet.
Doug, I don't know if we've ever fucking eaten on here in 200 and some odd episodes. You know what I'm saying?
I've puffed.
And like I said,
I've drank beer.
Yeah. Like you said, we're not at their level, but I'm just saying, dog, if we're fucking amateurs at this shit and we can refrain from fucking grubbing, I mean, come on now. At a professional level, you can't.
I think he knows better, but he's being lazy and no one's calling him out. But hey, Rich, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. And Andrew Simpson's at the Pelican Lakers game is pretty good so far. Yeah, I have it right here in a little window, so I have to keep glancing over to it. But
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What else? So what else is, you got is on Zion shirt? Playing or no?
I can't even see right now. They're on commercial.
Oh shit.
Well, you let us know, Andrew.
But he has four jobs. Yeah, he does have four jobs, and I bet a few of them provide food. one's at home. You know, Fox Sports has a lounge. Don't they have something?
Actually, dog, not one of them's at home. Two of them are at home because he does Sirius at home as well.
Right, and Sarah takes care of his ass.
Mm-hmm. He is playing. So Zion's playing, Andrew Sim said.
All right. Hey, so I do got a question.
What's up?
And again, I am going to be the minority here. I know that I'm the one with the issue. That's why I'm asking the question, but I'm curious. I'm trying to understand because I don't get it. I don't get it. What is the point of putting all kind of excess bullshit on your vehicle? Customized license plate. How come you want everyone to know fucking Jones 3? That's your third Jones car driving down the road. Or, I mean, I could get maybe your sports team on a license plate frame.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, or maybe you throw an extra, like maybe you got a Mustang GT and you throw like the 5.0 little logo on the back or something, something minor. I could understand that. But like cars with a shitload of stickers all over them.
Yeah.
Right. Like
it looks tacky at a certain amount, you know?
Hey, fucking ADD boy. Are you trying to tell someone 50 different messages when they drive by?
Yeah.
Like, no. How are we supposed to read all that unless I'm like parked behind you or stuck on a bridge?
No, you know what? I don't think people fucking think about is, dog, think about how much you drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times may you not even be trying to be a dick, but you accidentally cut somebody off or some shit? Right. Now they fucking know the dude with fucking 12 stickers and a fucking, you know, live for God fucking, you know, license plate, whatever, custom shit. Now they know LIV4GOD. They know, okay, now that motherfucker, when I next time I see that shit, I'm going to fucking shank him or, you know, slap him around or whatever the fuck, you know?
This one's going to catch a lot of controversy, but I'm going to say it both ways to remain neutral on, because you see stickers that go both ways. You see stickers that say, let's go, Brandon. Mm-hmm. And then you see stickers attacking Trump and, you know, the Republican Party. So you see it both ways. So right here, I'm going to draw a line down the middle and say I'm not on either side. But I'll tell you this, on both sides, I think it's highly disrespectful on so many levels for people to do that. And I don't know what drives people to feel the need to put a bumper sticker, a flag, a window cling, saying F the biggest leader we got. Why would you do that? Whether you like them or not?
There's a house probably four blocks from my pad. Keisha,
that one too, baby on board. Why would you tell people exactly you have a baby on board?
Exactly. No, there's this house a few houses down. They have a big ass shit on their house. It says F Biden, right? But it's spelled out, you know, for the whole world to see. And I'm like, Doug, like, I don't know. And you got to think, don't you want to root for the country? You know, like, fuck, man. Yeah, he might be fucking falling apart, but let's hope this motherfucker gets through the next year. Come on. Like, let's fucking.
How do you call yourself a proud American and attack the leader? Regardless, I don't say you got to like him. I don't say you got to root for him. I don't know, but there's levels to the shit. And like publicly attacking him, that says something about you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one thing to even be watching something and you kind of roll your eyes or you do this or that. But like you said, publicly making it public that, hey, I'm a fucking person hater or whatever. I don't know, dog.
What do you think about Robert Kennedy?
I'll tell you what, dog. I'm sorry because I don't know what the fuck happened to his, you know, in his past or whatever. But fuck, dog, his interviews are so hard to listen to. They're so, yeah, they're hard.
I'd rather talk to my 559 or 505 or what.
Okay. Did you see what fucking he said about the baby stickers?
They're more forget. What's that?
He said that they're more for if they get in an accident, the paramedics know to look for an infant.
Yeah, but the problem is it also lets a criminal know that you got someone vulnerable that you love inside. And if they're going to do something shady, now you've already told them what's up. That's my problem with that. It's like, you know, if in the wrong situation, someone's going to use that against that baby. And that's not fair.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, I don't know, man. It is freedom of speech. And I agree. But what I say to this is this. We have lots of freedoms, but you don't have to forcefully exercise them all. Like, you can do it. That's what they're there for. But you can't hide.
But is freedom of speech, was it made for people to just be fucking dickheads? That's not it either.
That's my point. You can't hide behind being an asshole. You can't hide behind, well, that's my freedom and right. It doesn't mean that you got to say mean, nasty stuff for everybody to see.
Yeah.
You know, I think, yeah, you can do it, but what do you get out of it? You're not fixing anything, and you just look like a dick.
I could take a shit on my back porch and have the neighbors watch me, you know, but, you know, just because I can doesn't mean I am.
Well, and again, keep in mind, my statement is just I'm the person who just does that. It don't matter what side you do it for.
Yeah. Right. Or fucking, and not even to that. I mean, I don't know, Doug. I just think, yeah.
Dude, you should still have class and dignity and right and respect. As a human being, you should still have some type of class, hold yourself into some type of high regard. And I don't care who you say the F word to put it on your vehicle and drive around for anyone in public, little kids and old people and just anybody that you pass by to see that, I just don't think it's very responsible. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. To me, more than anything, it's like a little immature, you know, like, I don't know.
But think about that. Think about that like that. Think if you one little kid saw that and forever now they said the F word because mommy and daddy had to explain what F Brandon means. And they did. And now this kid says the F word all because they saw your sticker.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't. Are there any this is kind of a weak question, and I think I know the answer. But are there any cheesy holiday movies that you dig? Like maybe you watched something with your kid when she was little, or are you fucking, I don't know. Or are you just, nah, fuck all that.
I like the, you know what, my pops, I remember back in the day, it's not that I really watched them without him, but I used to watch the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with him.
You know, I've never seen those movies.
They're all right. They're funny. They're funnier with him than probably if I watched it now, I'd probably like, eh. But when I was little, it was cool.
No, you, Doug, 100%, because I remember watching shit like The King of Queens or fucking some TV show with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And, Doug, there's certain episodes that to this day I'll watch, and I just remember him laughing his ass off at certain parts. And that made it more enjoyable. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, for me, one that I dig, not even because I care for the fucking movie too much, is the fucking A Christmas Story. Just because if that's on in the background and there's pozole and there's, you know, it's chilly, then
it
I know
bring up the little kid memories. Huh?
I think it brings up that time of year, that kind of, you know, when there's so much shit going on the rest of the year, you know, okay, that's kind of a chill moment. This is kind of cool. Dog, I mean, how else are we going to know it's Christmas over here in Arizona, dog? It was fucking 77 degrees today. So
I do like the Grinch, though. I remember the Grinch was all right. One of them before they got crazy.
The one with Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
That was all right. And then what about Charlie Brown? Was that only Thanksgiving or did he have Christmas too?
No, he had Christmas too.
Those were good.
100%. You know one that I freaking loved? One was Bad Santa.
Yes.
I fucking loved that movie, dog. That movie.
Didn't Vince Vaughn have a movie too?
Four Christmases. It was him and Reese Witherspoon or somebody.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. The original Grinch cartoon. But those are a few that I dig, man, because I was like, I like Elf. I think it's cool, but not like some people, like my sister fucking loves that movie.
Bro,
and
we
I
got
dig
Elf
it.
Goldfish.
You know, what happened?
We got Elf Goldfish right now in the Elf package, and they're like maple and brown sugar, and they're selling like crazy.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. They taste like little, I haven't tried them yet, but they're like little, they're like the pumpkin spice Dunkin' Donuts, but they're like maple and honey or maple and brown sugar, and they're like little golden grams. or golden. What are those little bears? Teddy bears.
Yeah. No? I think they were golden grams, right?
Golden bears.
I don't know. Some shit.
Teddy
like
grams.
That. Hateful Teddy grams. Eight. Is Hateful Eight really a good movie? Because I'm Keith said it's a good Christmas movie. And I don't know if he's joking or not, but I've never seen it. But I feel like it was dope. I mean, I feel like I've heard really good things about it.
Reinhardt said original Christmas cartoon, The Grinch. I think that's the one. And that one was good, too.
Oh, 8-Bit Christmas. I never watched that. That came out a few years ago, and I wanted to, and I never got around to it.
Die Hard. It's Andrew Simms said Die Hard. I like Die Hard. Who doesn't like Die Hard?
Christmas movies or fucking songs. They annoy the shit out of me. You know what, though? I think maybe, I mean... you know why, Bobby? Because they're fucking corny. That's why. And I think you just can't get past that. It's fucking corny shit. So, I mean, it is what it
plus
is.
I think he's still in the grocery store right now, and that's all they play from November to January.
Teddy Grahams, dog. That's what they were called.
That's what they taste like.
Oh, they were called Teddy Grahams. Fuck, there was something else I was going to tell you right now, and I can't remember. Golden Grahams, that's what it is, dog. I was last show, I was giving Rich a fucking hard time. It was either last show or the one before it, where I was like, how does this motherfucker have so much time to watch all this TV and shit, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually yesterday I had a fucking revelation, and I go, because there was a comedy special that was coming out and I wanted to check it out. I was like, I'm probably not going to dig it, but I like the dude. So maybe, you know, fuck it, whatever. Because I like him on podcasting and shit. And I was like, oh, if I want to watch something, dog, I'm going to make time for it, you know? So it's not like, oh, I don't have time for it, I'm so fucking busy, which is partially true. But, dog, like if like right now, the fucking Lakers game is on. So I have that on, right?
Well, or Jersey Shore.
I watched that fucking, right? So if you dig it, you're going to find some fucking time to squeeze that bitch in. So I, you know what? Maybe that's just one of Rich's things that he
I feel that way behind us.
Yeah, right. You just gonna squeeze them in however you can.
If I dig it.
No. You know what, though? It's actually, that's a great point, because Covino and Rich were talking about that the other day. I didn't even realize this as I was making my point. Rich was saying, he's like, think about, you have a fucking 10, right? You have a fucking 10 and she's waiting for you, whatever. And you're like, you tell people, hey, I'm fucking busy. You are. Right. But if a fucking 10 is waiting for you, all fucking waxed and everything, you're going to find time to go fucking meet her somehow.
You're going to lose sleep over that.
So it is true that, I mean, you're going to find time for shit that you dig or whatever. So,
because you know what? You just helped me even make another point to that point.
What's up?
That now you cross into certain things that are worth it for you to lose sleep.
Exactly.
Right? Now there's certain things where you're like, fuck it, I'll get 2 or 3 hours of sleep, where normally you want 8. But like certain shit, you're willing to lose a lot of sleep.
Doug, I remember when I fucking met my lady, I was living like two lifestyles. I was living like one fucking 9 to 5, you know, go to work, whatever. And then fucking one where, you know, it was fucking not 9 to 5 lifestyle. And then fucking, but I would fucking sleep maybe 2 hours here and there. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, I was fuck no, I'm going to make time for this. So like you said, you're losing sleep, and some things are worth you fucking losing sleep over, you know?
Well, it's not even just even relationships. How many times do you get to take that one vacation, but you know your fucking plane ain't getting back till 10, and by the time you get home from the airport, it's 1, and they're not giving you that Monday off, and you got to be there at 6, and you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you fucking drive back from Vegas late. You know, there's just a lot. There's a lot of things in life that you just make time for, and whether it's sacrifice of sleep or not. And as men, a 10 is always one of those things.
Money. Yeah.
If
you haven't had any 10s in a minute and you fucking, a 4 might get the job done, you know?
Right. Look, and for me, for scratch, I always sacrifice my sleep.
Exactly. Right. Cause you know, hey, the sleep's always going to be there. The money may not. Right.
Well, and I used to got a couple buddies, Gabe Melton and Josh, I forgot Josh's last name, but anyways, they had a band called Dirt Nap, and motherfucking, I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'll take a dirt nap. I'm good. I'm getting money while I'm here.
Hey, Bobby Tipton said that fucking Teddy Graham smack. Dog, speaking of which, do you remember Smacks, the fucking cereal?
Oh, yeah. Honey Smacks. I remember when they were called Honey Smacks.
Oh, I don't remember that. They were actually called Honey Smacks before.
They were Honey Smacks. They just never put honey, and they think they got in trouble.
Fuck yeah, dog. The Lakers are fucking coming up. What's up?
Yep. Smacks. Honey Smacks. Well, so what's your top cereals of all time? Didn't we do that already? Let's do an update.
I don't know. For me, I have to say Reese's
Puffs.
Reese's Puffs, fucking Captain Crunch.
Berries or regular?
The normal one. Old school. Let's go. The berries are probably doper. Yeah, you know what? But nah, if I go all time.
You going with the red one?
I gotta go with the normal fucking ones. The fucking big ass original normal box.
The red box.
I don't remember. I think, wasn't it yellow, or am I tripping?
That's the berries are yellow. Berries are yellow. All berries are blue. Regular is red.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, they were all red. Oh, fuck. Yeah, so I'm going to go that. I'm going to go Reese's. And then how many? Top three, you said?
Go five.
Five?
And people chime in the chat, too, because I'm curious. This might be regional.
I'm going to go Reese's. I'm going to go fucking, I already forgot. Reese's, Captain Crunch. I'll go Honeycombs, even though I haven't had them in fucking 15 years. Those shits used to fucking smack when I was a kid. So fucking Honeycombs, Lucky Charms. How the fuck am I going to forget Lucky Charms, dog? And then, you know what? I actually, my girl got me into these, but fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'll have to throw that on there.
Okay, right, well, then I got to go Toast Crunch.
Uh-huh.
I got to go Captain Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
I got to go Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I got to go Count Chocula.
Okay.
Because that's like the chocolate Lucky Charms. Because they got the little marshmallows too, but the little guys are chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fifth one, I'm going to go with Waffle Crisp.
Waffle Crisp. Damn. You know what? There actually, people are leaving in the chat some good ones. Like, the fucking Cocoa Pebbles are always dope, right?
Golden Grahams. Ooh, Reinhardt's.
Ooh, Golden Grahams. Let me see. There was one. What about? Do you have an honorable mention?
Not yet, but I know this. I see two Honeycombs and two Golden Grahams, so you know both of those smack for sure, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Andrew Sims was right there with me, dog. My honorable mention is Frosted Flakes.
I like Frosted Flakes.
I will fuck up a whole box of Frosted Flakes.
Oh, my honorable mention got to be Trix.
Yeah, I thought about that one. That one was,
I like Trix. Honey Nut Cheerios is Fruity Pebbles. I like Fruity Pebbles because they get all soggy and then they clump up.
Yeah, I will fuck up some Honey Nut Cheerios. Do you remember, Doug, the little kid on the Honey Nut Cheerios commercial? He was like, because nobody can say no. Two Honey Nut Cheerios. This little kid with glasses. You don't remember him?
Yeah, probably if we've seen the commercial, yeah.
It had to be like 96, maybe.
Ooh, I got to make some honorable mentions.
What's up?
I got to go. Obviously, anyone who's had kids can go with these honorable mentions because they were free. You got to go with HBOs and Kix.
Kix, dog, Kix. I thought Kix were weak when I was young.
No, me too when I was young, but when they came on WIC and your kid was too little to eat them and you got cereal.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Bunches of oats.
Yeah, no. All that shit they'd give you with WIC, right? Yeah, for sure, 100%.
HBO's was good and Golden Puffs or Sugar Smacks. I like the gold. Well, yeah, Golden Puffs is the post version of Honey Smacks.
Hey, what the fuck is Atole?
Atole, that's the, I think that's that fucking hot cereal. It's kind of like a cross between porridge and oatmeal.
Oh, really?
Right? Am I right, Carl, or no?
I think it might be. If I don't want too much sugar, I'll have some corn or rice Chex.
Yeah, I'll fuck with some rice Chex. Well, that's another WIC cereal. I could kill Chex, no problem. Kix or a sleeper. Kix with sugar.
Load Kix with sugar. Maybe that was my problem, Andrew, when I was young, is that I would just eat them out the box, and I was like, these are fucking whack.
Well, that's what I am. Key said, as a kid, they suck, but when you're older, you appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, 100%. That is dope. Damn.
And you know what I'll do too? What I'll do, no bullshit, is I'll make a concoction. I'll get me a big ass cup like this Raider cup, like a 32, and I'll fill like right here up with CTC with some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then I'll top that bitch off with Frosted Mini Wheats on top.
Oh, you have a little parfait of cereal.
Yeah, and then that way I could dig down and get a couple toast crunches with my mini wheat bite. And then, you know, you still got little wheat shreds. And then the cereal, the milk is cinnamony wheat shreds.
Dog, people are fucking raving about Life. I don't think I've ever had Life in my life.
Cinnamon Life. Ooh, I fuck some Cinnamon Life up.
What is it? Is it like the like alphabet the cereal square, or some
those,
shit?
It's those little like toasty little squares.
So like Cinnamon Toast Crunch without the cinnamon or what?
Kinda.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen life. I've seen the movie with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, and I will tear up not only Bobby Tipton, some plain Cheerios with sugar, some Rice Krispies with sugar. My mom would see when I was little, we didn't have a lot of money. That's what she would do. She would buy Rice Krispies and she would either slice up a banana or put strawberries in them.
Oh yeah, I remember that shit, Doug. But we didn't do the Rice Krispies as much. We did more of the cornflakes, just a plain ass cornflakes.
I like
cornflakes. You would make those bitches fucking Frosted Flakes, you know?
Half a canister of sugar with some fruit.
Yeah, exactly, right? You throw a banana, maybe some strawberries or something in that bitch. Oh, man. Call it a fucking day.
So so what's your guys' favorite brand of cereal? Are you a Kellogg's, General Mills, old school fucking Malt-O Meal in the bag, Post?
I think Kellogg's, because I don't
Captain
really...
Captain Crunch?
You know what I did have that was disappointing as fuck?
What?
So one of my favorite candies ever is a fucking Kit Kat. I got the Kit Kat cereal one time, dog. It fucking was ass.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't all that.
You know what they do have I want to try right now? They got them at Food Max, and they're all fucking marked half off. Is they got, remember the Maria's cookies, the little cookies in the roll?
Mm-hmm.
They made a cereal out of it.
Oh, did they? See, that kind of would make me like, fuck. After I tried the Kit Kat one and I was disappointed, I don't know if I want to do something like that where you, fuck, man, you know, because I'd have to hear from somebody, this shit fucking smacks. And then I'll be like, all right.
Well, it's 50% off, so fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, cereal. What fuck. About oatmeal? You guys fuck with oatmeal?
I never have. I got to be real.
Not at all?
Couple of times, maybe. You know, what do you throw in your oatmeal? Because maybe I'm eating it wrong. Like you fucking talked about grits last time and you're like, you got to make them right. Maybe I'm eating the oatmeal wrong.
That I was with, the way she would make oatmeal, like I never made oatmeal before and I never really liked it. Like my dad just put in milk and that was it, you know, and sugar and it was all right. But this lady would seriously, she would get her oatmeal and she would put in butter and let the butter melt. And then she would stir in brown sugar and stir up the brown sugar. She would get maple syrup and squirt it in maple syrup. And you put all that in the oatmeal. Oh, that shit's fire. And you got to put like a little more butter so it's buttery. It's not super, super sweet, but it's good.
Doug,
Cookie crisp.
That's
Cookie
the thing.
Crisp.
Oh,
Cookie,
how did we forget
crisp.
That?
Damn, Carl Reinhart came through.
He did come through with the fucking assist right there, dog, because I completely forgot about that. I feel like I remember when that was new. Has that always been a cereal, or did it come around in the 90s?
It never really went on sale with the other ones. That shit was always more expensive.
Butter, brown sugar, half and half. Dog, you know what? That's my problem. I've never eaten oatmeal correctly, is what I'm learning.
That's minus what Carl's saying is minus the maple syrup. But I think it's the butter and brown sugar, and you put a little, I bet that's fire.
Yeah, that shit sounds fucking
But Andrew said cream of wheat with some syrup. See, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, yep.
Man. Oh, man. Fuck.
Apple Jacks. I'll fuck some Apple Jacks
up.
Oh,
I forgot about Apple Jacks too, dog.
What about Corn Pops and Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops. Yeah. Fruit Loops. No, Pops used to be my shit when I was a kid. That was by far when I was a kid. That was my number one cereal. 100%.
Corn Pops?
Yeah, dog. Like if you went to school in the morning early and they had breakfast and you grabbed a little cereal, dog, if they ever had Corn Pops, that was my shit. Oh, I loved it.
So check it out. I'll give you the little grocery feedback. So here's the number one sellers overall at all the 25 damn stores I've worked at. When it comes to General Mills, and all, obviously the main ones are the only ones that get displayed. That's why they sell the most. So, you know, a Captain Crunch berry, even though it's displayed, it's displayed like General Mills and Kellogg's will rotate every other week. And then like every fourth or fifth week, they might swap out Captain Crunch with them still too. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Or Post. So Post and Captain Crunch brand, they don't go very often, bro. You know what I mean? But Kellogg's and General Mills are every week. So that's why they're number one. But from General Mills, the number one is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Depending on location, it goes Lucky Charms or Cocoa Puffs. And then you obviously have Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios. But the top four, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one. Hey, Lisa, everywhere you go. And then the three will rotate between Honey Nut Cheerios, Cocoa Puffs, and Lucky Charms.
Did I miss it, or did we say Cocoa Puffs? Dog, that fucking might have to go in my top five.
Cocoa Puffs.
I might have to put that above Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, the only reason I didn't say it is because, like I said, I like Count Chocula. So the milk is still the same as when you eat Cocoa Puffs, and then there's little marshmallow lilies in there, little goodies.
Dog, I've never had Count Chocula in my life.
Oh, it's fire.
I mean, you're fucking selling me on it because I love fucking Lucky Charms. I love Cocoa Puffs. Lucky Charms. Why not make them have a baby, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's chocolate Lucky Charms is what it is with marshmallows.
That sounds freaking bomb.
Yep, and it's and right now you could probably go get it because Halloween's 2 months past. You could probably go get it for 99 cents at the grocery outlet.
Yeah, for sure. Doug, I used to love those grocery outlets when I was young. You'd go, dog. You're like, oh, this fucking Gatorade is fucking 2 weeks old. What's Frankenberry, dog? You got to help me out here.
It's another General Mills knockoff. It's Franken Blueberry, and they have marshmallows too, but it's more like a blue and a, I think it's a blueberry, red raspberry or some type of red. It's blue and red little things, kind of like Lucky Charms, but they have marshmallows as well.
I've never even heard of that shit. I thought I was picturing Frankenstein fucking cereal.
Well, they have a blueberry. They have a Count Chocula, and I think they have one more, bro. I just can't remember.
Reinhardt said that he'd get General Mills samples, but they were foreign from four foreign markets. They hit different. Shit does hit different, like the fucking Mexico Coke.
Yes. Speaking of Mexico Coke, I'm going to bring up one right now that's super fire. If you go to Amazon or eBay, you can get it. But you know those little Mexican chocolates from Nestle called Carlos V? With the king, they're like the red candy, the little chocolates, and they got the king with the, he looks like Santa, but he's the king.
I don't know.
They're little chocolates. They're called Carlos V, and they're fire. They're all the little Hispanic stores. They sell them, and they sell big ones. They sell little ones, but they're basically like a Hershey, their version of a Hershey bar or like a Nestle chocolate bar, but it's a little more rich, like almost mole tasting, but not really, but it's called Carlos V, and they got Carlos V cereal. Oh, that shit's fire.
I might have to go to a freaking to one of those little Mexican stores and check them out because I mean I dig them. I mean I dig the stores and shit. I just usually if I'm there, it's for fucking avocados and shit, you know?
Yeah, and Lisa's right, bro. Frankenberry is the berry that was pink, and then blueberry was blue. I think she's right. Cause I think there was three. And I think it was Frankenberry, blueberry, and Count Chocula.
Yeah. I don't fucking remember any of that shit, dog. I feel like I didn't live the lifestyle you guys lived.
I miss
some of that shit for real. Like we were pretty basic. Like at my pad with cereal, it was kind of the handful of shit, dog. Like the only time I think I ever got like Trix was at school, you know? Like, so we weren't too wild. It was like fucking cornflakes, you know, Captain Crunch, and fucking like maybe two other kinds if we're lucky. Raisin Bran, like kind of basic shit, you know?
Yeah, no, when I was younger, like, so here's the thing. My pops quit drinking when I was in fourth grade. And so by the time I was in sixth or seventh and he was selling real estate and he started getting some traction, things changed a little bit. But up until the sixth grade, yeah, we were just regular plain Cheerios and Rice Krispies and cornflakes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But and then a lot of this cereal, too, I moved out when I was 19. So, you know, by the time I was, you know, a little older, he started having scratch, but I was only home for like 6-7 years after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you.
All this shit's from the grocery store, just having kids.
Yeah. No, no, 100%. Cause yeah, you and like you said, Bobby and whoever, like you guys spent years seeing this shit every day. You know what I'm saying? So you guys had, I feel like more of a chance to venture out and try some of this shit.
Well, and not only that, Bobby's lucky because my buddy's his pops. So all the shit that I've seen, he's seen. So we share with our kids. So you know what I'm saying? Like,
and Bobby's seen all that shit and more, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, and that's not to knock on my pops, but he didn't have a lot of scratch when he was growing up. And quite frankly, back in his day, there wasn't 90 million cereals. They make a cereal for everything nowadays.
Yeah. You know what? It is true that you say that because I haven't gone down the cereal aisle in fucking ever. Like we maybe got my daughter, you know, cereal a couple of times throughout her life, really. Really? So we never even really make that dry or that aisle as part of our routine. So fuck, dog. Like, yeah,
I still buy cereal. I just, you know, it's just, you know, me And Tip Dog rents a room 4 days a week, 5 days a week. But I always like for and me, Chapo. It's a good and little chops. But it's always a good backup for me because cereal, when you get it on sale, it can be cheap. And it's good for a year, year and a half if you don't open it. And if you're ever hella hungry late at night and you ain't trying to leave, you can always go make some cereal and toast and you're good.
Dog, that's a fucking dope ass tip. I would get it from the grocery guy, right? Because I'm saying you're like good for a year. I'm like, for real? I don't know why, dog. If it sits there more than a week, I'm like, oh man, we got to get through this shit. I feel, you know.
If you open it, yeah. I feel like if you open it, it gets stale. But nah, if you don't open it, it's good for a minute. It's, nah, the same as, it's the same as the pepper shit. I mean, if you don't open it, you got like a month or two, especially like dry goods like cereal. That shit's good for like 2, 3, 4 months after the date if you don't open it.
Dog, who was fucking Bobby's mom? Covino's mom?
It was Tip Dog.
That's fucking funny. Because Covino says that that's all he ate as a kid was cereal.
Well, he had four kids. There was four of them.
To this day, Andrew Sims, I get a different cereal every week when I go to the store.
Hey, that's, it's much crazy. Power to you.
That's crazy, Doug. To me, that's crazy because I'm like, I feel like that part kind of left my life after a certain time, you know, and I never revisited it, you know, maybe once or twice or a few times, you know.
I got a good one for you.
What's up?
I just told you I didn't have sugar for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Guess what cereals I was having to buy? Because they all have sugar.
I didn't even know they made cereal without sugar. So
I had to go get even Cheerios. If you go look at regular Cheerios, it'll say 4 grams of added sugar on there.
Yeah.
I had to go to fucking Aldi and get their knockoff brand of the fucking Cheerios and to get no sugar. And then the other box I bought was regular shredded wheat. No mini. No damn, frosted.
Hey, that's how hard fucking sugar is a part of your game. Cereal is a part of your game that even when you couldn't have sugar, you went and bought a special cereal.
I had to, yeah, because I still want to be able to munch.
It's good that you like. It's a good tip that you say because you're like, fuck, dog. Sometimes it's like you fucking get up, you take a leak, you're like, fuck, man. Like, you know, I'm like, I want something, but I don't know what, dog. And you fucking open the fridge, you're like, I don't feel like making anything. It's fucking 2 a.m. Just have a little bit of cereal, you'd be good, you know.
Pour you a bowl of cereal real quick with some milk. You could drink the milk or feed it to Chapo. He'll be happy. I'm good. It's a win-win.
Oh man, grape nuts.
Grape nuts. Grape nuts smack.
I don't know what the fuck grape nuts are, so you gotta enlighten me.
Grape nuts are these little like crunchy, what are they, Lisa granola? Like they're little, these little small little clusters, and they're kind of heavy. And
are
they
sink. Like the red ones?
No, it's a white box with like a circle that says grape nuts and like purple with white and red on it, I think.
Oh, it's a great snack.
You know what else is the Sunbelt? They have a banana Sunbelt cereals. It's like in the specialty section. They got like a banana oat something. That smacks.
I have a question. I think you might know. Fucking I'm Key says, try Cracklin Oat Bran. What the fuck is that? Enlighten me.
It's the white box with red white writing on the top shelf. And Oat Bran, it's like old people use it because it helps you go boo-boo.
Doc, it's fucking funny. I was talking to some dude today. One of the financial aid kids that was working, he was fucking weird. We started talking about guitars. And, dog, you know fucking cereal and shit? Like, the way we were, because I was like, we were talking about just different models and shit or whatever. And right. I'm like, you know that this one has the red writing with the fucking, you know, like you go hard on the fucking, even the boxes.
Right. What about Wheaties? Can't forget Wheaties.
I don't know if I've really ever had Wheaties. Isn't it like the wheat little squares or shit or what?
It's cornflakes, but out of wheat, I think, instead of corn.
Oh, okay. Then I was way off. I was thinking of that fucking, like, they have the frosted ones, shredded wheat.
That's what I got. That's what I got those, because with no frosted, though, that was the only one, that and the Aldi brand of Cheerios was the only ones with no sugar.
Dog, I thought Oat Bran was like fucking was like oatmeal.
No, it's if I'm thinking of it right, and Carl and Key, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's these little like squiggly little oat twists. Almost looks like, I don't know, bird feed or some shit. But I pulled up something. Let's read this right here. I'm on delish.com and they got a top 11. So let's see. The Wheaties were mid. Yeah, they're right. They're mid. Throw some sugar on them. Mm-hmm. Throw some honey. Hey, throw some honey and some brown sugars. They got Life coming in at number 11. Crispy's coming in at number 10. Damn, these might be white people because there's no flavor. Captain Crunch regular coming at number 9. Frosted Mini Wheats coming in at 8. Lucky Charms 7. Frosted Flakes 6. Fruit Loops 5. Raisin Bran 4. Kellogg's probably controls the thing. Reese's Puffs come in at 3. Honey Nut Cheerios at 2. And the number 1 is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch came in at number 1?
Number 1.
Damn, really? I didn't know it was that popular.
Well, when we display it, it's always the main cereal. Because whenever you display like Kellogg's or General Mills, usually it's a 3 cereal palette or a 4. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the one you always have the most of. It's usually Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, and Lucky Charms. Or if it's the 4, they'll throw in Honey Nut Cheerios.
Dog, I'm craving cereal so fucking bad
right now. I know, me too. We've all been, hey. Everyone's involved. Thank you guys for participating. This is a great 100%. Topic. And I'm going to have to go get some cereal after this for sure.
No, Doug. And I know, like you said, you cut out sugar. I haven't cut out sugar like that, but I've significantly cut back the last like week and a half, like significantly. And fuck, Doug, like carbs and everything. And fuck, this sounds so good right now.
Oh, I'm back too. Because like I said, I cut it out for 10 weeks and I don't know. I just did it to do it because I had to get my physical, my blood work. And I was just curious, is it going to make any difference? And I don't feel no different. I'm still healthy. It didn't make no difference. So I'm not going to go full throttle and start killing like 2 packs of Milanos at night when I'm all chiefed and just feel like killing them because I got them. But, you know, I'll have a little bit here and there. It'll be in moderation.
Yeah, Doug, that's dangerous. If you fucking have no willpower and you're fucking like you, fuck, Doug, you'll be dead in a week. You know what I'm saying? If you fucking have that fucking supply or whatever.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is like, look at, I just quit to quit. I didn't have no signs. No one told me to quit. I was like, hey, I got a physical coming up. You know, let me cut back on the beer. I already drink a gallon of water a day. I already exercise walking and go to the gym in the sauna. So let me just knock out the sugar, which, you know, let me just see what happens. And nothing really happened, but I didn't feel, like I said, I didn't feel no different, but there's no need to go back. We're getting older. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
I'm going to go get me a nice bowl of cereal and we're off this show. Probably go get some Captain Crunch.
You're going to have to eat one for me, dog, because fuck, man.
Actually, I'm going to go to the grocery outlet because I want to see if they got any Count Chocula's or Frankenberries.
No lie, though. I think one of the next times I go, I'm going to look for Count Chocula. I've never even seen it. I don't even know how the fucking box looks, dog.
It's a brown box with white writing and there's a vampire on it. And fucking, you'll see it'll show the picture of the cereal and it looks like chocolate Lucky Charms.
I'm gonna have to do that shit in the middle of the night to see my ass.
Good night, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm fucking, I think we're gonna have to wrap up too, dog. We've been going like hour and a half already. So,
yes.
After show, but later. Any final words? Guys. Everybody that joined us, Lisa, the Andrews, Sims and Fournier, Reinhardt. Keebler. Fucking, yeah, Keebler and Augustina and fucking Bobby and fucking
Bobby, I'm Augustina,
Key, everybody, I'm dog. It was nice to have a fucking group of people here today to kind of bullshit and jump in with us, kind of give us some assists when we needed them. So always appreciated. And just a reminder is that our Patreon's going to be up soon, back up, but it's going to be free. So if you are
get paying, some cereal,
you know, fucking you don't have to because it'll be free. I'm working on the page right now. So go get some cereal. Alcoo, you have any parting words?
No, I got a question though. If you guys all do go get cereal next week, chime back in and tell us what you got. Cause I'm curious.
100%. Right. Let us know what you got. And was it what you were expecting? Cause dog, there's nothing worse than having a conversation like this, getting something and then being like, oh man, it didn't hit like I remembered, you know,
you're like, well, you know what? Then I got some advice. Go get 2.
100%.
Get a backup just in case.
Well, after show, but later. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
To the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.